speaking at a meeting Tuesday convened by the Zimbabwe Minister of Trade and Commerce, chairman of the CEO Africa Roundtable Oswobina, said the use of several currencies should go beyond the stipulated time frame that is mentioned in the National Development Strategy 1.
Whilst the NDS 1 places a cap on the 2025 mark, the end of multi-currencies in Zimbabwe, monetary economists and business sector leadership believe the country is not yet ready for a Zimbabwe dollar monocurrency. Zimbabwe's current crisis can be checked by extending multi-currency usages up to 2030.
Kurai Macheza is the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries.
We know 2025 has been set as the timeline at which the multi-currency system will end, but we need to create and follow through a clear roadmap of what it is that we want to do as a country to address the current issue. If we just rush it, it may cause other dislocations in the economy.
Zimbabwe introduced the use of multi-currencies in 2019 after inflation had eroded the local currency. Macheza expressed concern over the government's preference to collect some taxes in foreign currency.
The government is the best promoter of the local currency, so the bulk of the taxes must actually be demanded in Zim dollars so that the government can encourage the use and defend the local currency.
Bina says that government debt has been a hindrance in securing investment from outside the country.
The CEO Africa Roundtable does investment missions, and part of the feedback that comes from these investment missions is the issue of the national debt, particularly as we discuss government guarantee.
The Minister of Industry and Trade, Stembiso Nyoni, said she had taken note of the concerns by business leaders and would be consulting with other government ministries, adding that her responsibility is to promote the development of a vibrant, sustainable and globally competitive industrial and commercial enterprises. Reporting for VOA Africa, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.